This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump's chief of staff told journalists aboard Air Force One Thursday that the president will not attend next week's U.N. General Assembly gathering in person. The decision marks an about-face for Mr. Trump, who last month said he wanted to deliver his speech in the General Assembly Hall in New York, even if other world leaders are staying away due to the coronavirus pandemic. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows ended the debate once and for all, telling reporters en route to Wisconsin that the president would not physically attend the General Assembly's 75th session, which will take place mainly by video conference due to the coronavirus health crisis. The main part of this year's UNGA, when world leaders take turns to give speeches, runs through the week starting September 21st and ends on September 29th. In opening remarks Tuesday, Secretary General Antonio Guterres emphasized this year's focus would be the global response to the coronavirus pandemic, plus peace and security, disarmament, human rights, gender equality, and sustainable development. U.S. FBI Director Christopher Wray Thursday warned that Russia is interfering in the 2020 U.S. presidential elections with a steady stream of misinformation aimed at Democrat Joe Biden, as well as sap Americans' confidence in the election process. Speaking to the U.S. House of Representatives Homeland Security Committee, Wray said that his biggest concern is a steady drumbeat of misinformation that he said he feared could undermine confidence in the result of this year's elections. FBI director's testimony follows an August 7th warning by the director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center that Russia, China, and Iran were all trying to interfere in the November 3rd election. This is VOA News.